across the street from BP's office in Washington,
no more oil spills, arrest BP!
Protesters voiced their anger against the energy giants and the government.
The amount of work that they're doing in the Gulf Coast to remedy what they have done is not adequate.
No more oil spills, arrest BP!
We call for a comprehensive ban on all offshore drilling.
Public interest groups took their protest to BP's front door in the nation's capital to call for criminal charges against the company. These demonstrators are especially critical of BP's chief executive officer, Tony Hayward. Robert Weissman is president of the advocacy group Public Citizen.
He hasn't shown proper empathy for people in the area. He hasn't stepped up with clear willingness to accept liability for the harm that BP has done. He has to be held accountable for it. The government has to hold him accountable. The government has to hold his company accountable.
The former president of Shell Oil says BP has not been good at public relations since the drilling rig exploded on April 20th.
It's very hard to put a good face forward, very hard to get the messages clear. But I think they could be doing more to explain to the audiences that they're interacting with what is it they're actually doing.
But BP has mounted a television advertising campaign to profess its good intentions.
The Gulf spill is a tragedy that never should have happened. I'm Tony Hayward. BP has taken full responsibility for cleaning up the spill in the Gulf.
The oil spill has taken away the livelihoods of countless commercial fishermen across the Gulf Coast. It is also threatening the region's wildlife. On Friday, President Obama traveled to the Gulf Coast for the third time since the start of the oil spill.
But I want BP to be very clear. They've got moral and legal obligations here in the Gulf for the damage that has been done.
Tony Hayward of BP makes this promise.
We're going to be here long after the media has gone, the Coast Guard has gone, and everyone else involved in the spill response has gone, because our commitment is to work with the communities and societies of the Gulf Coast to give them back their livelihoods.
U.S. computer models show currents could move the oil up the east coast of the U.S. and even across the Atlantic Ocean to Europe. BP says the flow of oil will only stop when two new relief wells are completed, a process that will take several months. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.